And now, ladies and gentlemen, the big moment has come. We are about to listen to the Dreamer, author of School for Gods and Dreamer and You. The second book has just been published. If you don't have it and you would like to acquire it, you can buy it from Nikos. It's in the venue. However, Mr. Elio Dana is not just an author. He's a poet, a musician, a philosopher, the founder and president of the European School of Economics, and ultimately, the Dreamer. Elio, welcome.
The world is as it is because you are as you are. Then, from my point of view, there is no war, there is no conflict, there is no poverty. No disease. There is just you, yourself. You dealing with yourself. The others are you yourself. The world is as it is because you are as you are. The world is such because you are such. We are used to blame the others, blame the world for all our misfortunes, to complain, to self-justify. But if you turn towards yourself, you will see that all comes from within. The world that we see and touch is coming from within. In no time at all. We are always living in a state of timelessness. But we forgot. We have forgotten our real nature. We are not humans, but forgetful gods. If you acknowledge yourself as the creator of all and everything, you will see that the world outside yourself will follow you. In your thoughts, in your feelings, in your action. Then we do not need to change anything in the world. The world is perfect. The world is a mirroring. It's the perfect reflection of what you are. Therefore, you are not creating. You do not create desires. Expectations. You are creating yourself. In this very instant, your memory, your history is happening right now. Time is something that we misunderstood. Time is something that you yourself invented, created. To see and touch what you do not want to see and touch. Time is a coat, is a paint that you place on the invisible, on your inner being, to see what is going on. Time is a good tool, is an instrument, is a device that you can use to see and touch what you do not want to see and touch in yourself. The time that you yourself invented, created, makes you see the world as it is. The world is a perfect mirror of yourself. Time creates the world that you see and touch. And the world has the ungrateful task to tell you all the truth about yourself. And if we do not like what we see and touch, you have to turn towards yourself and see what you have created within, what you are projecting outside yourself. But we are not used to do that. Schools and universities are teaching you to identify with the external and forgetting the inner world, which is the world of causes, the world where all and everything happens. I call it the inner economy, the answer to all and everything. The answer to all the events and circumstances that we believe happening outside ourselves. The answer to all disease, the answer to what we call poverty, the answer to all and everything. To do that, you have to acknowledge yourself as a creator of all and everything. Before that, you are just a slave. A slave of something that you yourself have produced and created. Then you create the world as it is, and you become a slave of your own projections.